This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Gaza today, 5 Palestinian children were killed when an Israeli tank shell exploded near their school. Palestinians say one of the children kicked the unexploded shell, causing it to blow up. The Israeli army is investigating. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The incident took place next to an elementary school run by the United Nations in the Khan Yunis refugee camp in southern Gaza. All of the children killed were members of one extended family. Palestinians say Israel often fires on the area and that tanks shelled the Khan Yunis refugee camp last night. Israeli military officials say Israel shoots only when attacked. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi says Palestinians reject Israel's denials.
This is another crime. This is another massacre that the Israelis are doing, and we know the scenario. They will send lies and they will tell you that maybe the children were preparing some bombs to attack Tel Aviv tomorrow, or we know about these stories.
Yesterday, Israel entered a Palestinian-controlled village in the West Bank and arrested a Palestinian policeman and his brother, who Israel accused of terrorist activity. Israel also continues to occupy the West Bank city of Jenin, and Palestinians still cannot move freely in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. All of these are obstacles that two American envoys, State Department official William Burns and former Marine Colonel Anthony Zinni, will have to overcome when they arrive in the region on Monday. They're trying to achieve a ceasefire after 14 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath says the deaths of the Palestinian children is just one more example of how Israel does not want peace. Yesterday, says Shaath, Israel declared it will build permanent homes for 7 Israeli families living in mobile homes in the center of the Palestinian city of Hebron.
It's a continuation of the Israelis' attempt to blow up this mission of the Americans. I mean, there's every effort at incitement for our people and attempt to make it very difficult for the Americans.
Shaath says Palestinians welcomed a speech this week by Secretary of State Colin Powell that called for an end to Israeli occupation. But he says without American pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, this latest peace mission will not succeed.
What else can we do? Good words, lovely speech, but without any real attempt at getting the Israelis to stop their incursions and their assassinations and their occupations, recent occupations I'm talking about, how can we move?
Conversely, Israel says it's up to the Palestinians to stop the violence first. Israeli government spokesman Aryeh Mekel blames Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat for the failure of several previous American peace missions.
The previous attempts could have been successful as well if Arafat has done anything to arrest terrorists or to stop terror. Hopefully, perhaps the new situation in the world, what is called the post-9/11 situation, perhaps it will bring about a change in the way Arafat thinks and especially the way he acts. So perhaps there is a new opportunity because Arafat is so eager not to be counted among the bad guys.
Analysts say Israelis and Palestinians have grown tired after 14 months of fighting and would like to find a way out. But they say public opinion on both sides has also hardened, and neither side is willing to make concessions. And that will make the job of the American envoys even more difficult. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.